The Edge of Heaven is next on News Talk K57.
The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can. We value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
Will you be mine?
I'm taken.
Nah, just kidding. Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
Food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte Intimunin or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
Will you be mine?
I'm taken.
Nah, just kidding. Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Osmuja offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Osmuja to gain those credits from a six-year WASC-accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Osmuja to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Osmujao is located in Agaña, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. Here comes the sun.
Stay from K57.
Give me all, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
The The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirate's Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirate's Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Folks, we're talking about breakfast. We're talking about Jose's Mexican Omelet. Wow, unbelievable. Jump over to Jose's Mexican Taco Tuesdays. Then, of course, we go to Fridays, F-R-Y days, and that's where I get my whole parrotfish. Wow, unbelievable. Continue with Jess' Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, a Greek salads and list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jess Pirate's Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there.
Relieving the mental stress you may feel.
The Edge of Heaven is next.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
On News Talk K57.
Standing on a beautiful white sandy beach, the sand still warm under your feet from the sun's rays of the day. A gentle breeze is blowing through the palm trees, and it softly caresses your face and body. The moon is full, and the shimmering, pale white moonlight showers you with its powerful moon energy as moonbeams dance upon the ebony water surrounding you. As you walk along the beach with the waves gently kissing your feet and the ocean singing to you, you look to the heavens and you see the most wondrous, brilliant star. As you gaze upon this twinkling star, you see it fall suddenly into the water, and in a flash of light, a beautiful, perfect dolphin emerges from that very spot. And in an instant, your heart and mind know that this magical being came to you from the heavens above. The dolphin calls to you in language not of words, but of the heart. It is an easy, joyous communication, welcoming you to approach and enter the water. Excitedly, you do so, finding the water warm and soothing. As you greet one another and you look into the dolphin's eyes, you see the universe itself reflected there. You feel at peace and loved. It is a union and a reunion. You remember and you're connected. Such joy and love you have for your new friend and guide. You take hold of the dolphin's fin and she gently swims with you. You feel totally safe and protected as you both now go beneath the surface of the water, deeper and deeper and deeper. How beautiful this underwater world is. You could stay here forever, surrounded by colored fish, coral, sea, and plant life of every description. And in the distance, you see a crystal cave, just for you. You and your guide effortlessly glide toward this cave, so inviting. And as you enter the cave, you find it has many, many rooms of many colors. Red, orange, purple, green, blue, yellow, each is healing. And you choose the color you need. Or you may choose to visit each room. Like a sponge, absorbing the vibration, the energy of all the beautiful colors. You may stay here as long as you wish. And when you're ready to leave, you see that your dolphin friend has been patiently waiting for you, and she now accompanies you to the surface. You float silently upward and upward and upward and emerge from the water healed and whole. You bid farewell to each other, thanking this magnificent celestial being for her love and energy and for this healing journey. And in your heart, you know that she will always, always be with you. Welcome. Reggie Heaven talks you on metaphysics every Friday night, 6:30, 8 o'clock. Well, tonight, we're celebrating, of course, Valentine's. Valentine is, maybe the apex of love in our calendar. We start young, interestingly enough, elementary school, exchanging Valentines and through the years, and of course expressing the importance of what these relationships mean to us in Valentine's. So what the Edge of Heaven has done, we've put together a show that has to do with the Valentine of this ascension that's going on. And the ascension had its beginnings, and really the beginnings as where we see it within this realm, 1967, was called the Summer of Love in San Francisco. Quite the phenomena. San Francisco hosted 70,000 youth from all over America, landed in San Francisco with no money and no place to stay. And soup kitchens were set up. There was areas and parks where tents, people could sleep. They were taken care of, in other words, for that summer. Unbelievable. Now, in the ascension, when we think about ascension, we think about this growth, this acknowledgement into the higher consciousness. So what we have here within this wonderful summer of love is the first kiss. This was when the very innocent kiss happened for the ascension. Remember, ascension is a unification, and so within it, it all begins with a kiss, which is really beautiful. And the nice thing with Jenny, my wife, of course, her parents conceived her in the summer of love. She was born on Valentine's Day, 1968. So in the summer of 1967, there you go. And so this is very meaningful to us. And so what we like to do, what we want to do, we want you to picture yourself with a whole group of people, young people, and be as young as you want to. Remember, 1920s at about the peak, and just enjoy being in San Francisco. And we'll start with a song, the Ichiku Park.
Over Bridge of Sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green.
Use our imaginations for this beauty, this wonder of all these people being together. It's a, you know, we talk about polarities. It was a polarity of bliss during this time. And then, of course, you know, one of the greatest wonderful renditions of the Age of Aquarius music is something that we can listen to. Is really be sure to wear flowers in your hair. Really enjoy this. Now, just relax. If you got headphones, put on headphones. If not, just listen closely to these words.
The dawning of the age of...
Yes, folks. Age of Aquarius. Be sure to wear the flowers in your hair. So it's 1967, Summer of Love, 70,000 kids taken in, Haight-Ashbury, all of this was created, the first kiss of the ascension. Now, there was an individual, Bob Dylan, bless his heart, Robert Zimmerman, you know, from, I think, Minneapolis and Minnesota. It's you know, a guy who had a gift, you know, it just apparently like a struck by lightning kind of gift. And Bob Dylan emerged, you know, and the big one, of course, from him is this times are changing. This this was noticed within this Summer of Love, this innocence. So let's listen to what Bob's got to tell us. Again, listen closely to these words. This is beautiful. Flowers in your hair. Now we're going to get into the times are changing with Bob Dylan, but we want to make sure everybody got in the mood before we listen to Bobby Boy.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan. What a talent hitting the streets. Now, this is like we mentioned, you're in San Francisco, 70,000 of your friends, and here you are in the park. And we talked about, of course, this is where the first kiss of the Ascension occurred. So let's listen to It's in His Kiss. So much. Remember, folks, everybody comes from a kiss. Okay, it looks like we got some technical things. We don't have in his kiss available. We only got like a minute and a half here anyway. It's to this part of the show. But we'll look at it. You know, we'll find it, and then when we come back after the news, we'll jump into with It's in His Kiss, because it's a good one. It's something, you know, that it plays, you know, during this time, maybe a little bit before, but it sure is evident. And remember this summer of love and how powerful. And we're talking about the Ascension now, and so this is to prepare for the birth of the Ascension. Of course, you got to have the kiss, and that's what happened in 1967, summer of love. San Francisco, and again, the summer of love is where Jenny's parents conceived her, and she was born February 14th, 1968. So there you go. And this is probably why she is the way she is, being a summer of love young lady. And it's all within this thought of this creation, of this ascension, something that happens, and it's affecting all of us. And what's happening is we're getting at a higher consciousness. We're getting to in a state of bliss, because we understand what's going on in the third dimension. That's what this is all about. And once you understand it, then you can rise above it and be the Gwelu that you are. Now, Gwelu, remember, is for male and female. So when you say Gwelu, you're really talking to their higher consciousness, where there's no gender. This is a beautiful cello. I'm sorry, not Gwelu, cello. And that's a beautiful word to remember. Now we're going to jump into the CBS News, and we'll be right back with a whole bunch more of this Edge of Heaven.
Will you be mine?
I'm taken.
Nah, just kidding. Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can. We value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
It's like a set bait. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
Lifestyle we live in, chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Begabyte in Tamuning, or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
K57.
Asmujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Asmujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Asmujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Asmujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Asmujao is located in Nagaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276.
Isn't long enough.
I mean, I don't judge.
Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirate's Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirate's Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget, start off with breakfast, Jose's Mexican Omelets, free hot coffee or tea as long as you can go. Tuesday, unbelievable, Jose's Taco Tuesdays. Don't forget, and then jump to Friday, F-R-Y-D-A-Y, and jump into that whole parrotfish, folks. Unbelievable. This is the food that is guaranteed to make you feel exactly like how you're supposed to. Then on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirate's Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there.
Just sharing that time and presence together is probably the best gift anyone can give someone. I just love love.
Happy Valentine's Day from K57.
Welcome back, folks. This is our special Valentine's show. We started out, Jenny, of course, Your conception, summer of 1967, a wonderful San Francisco, 70,000 kids show up, no money, no place to stay, and we're taken care of, you know, which is quite the phenomenon. It sounds like Guam, doesn't it? Like 90,000 Vietnamese show up and we take care of them. So then we did Ichiku Park, we did the San Francisco, really the Age of Aquarius, be sure to wear flowers in your hair, and then we did, of course, Bob Dylan, Times Are Changing, and then we brought it up to this song. Now, what in the ascension of things, and within this is this innocence of this kiss, this first kiss in this event. So let's go ahead and do this. It's in its kiss song. This is fantastic. There you go. So, 1967, Summer of Love, 70,000 kids. Then, 2 years later, those 70,000 kids get their buddies, and they pack up their car, and they go to Woodstock, New York. Wow, we were there, right, babe, up in that area?
Yep.
And at Woodstock, as it gathered, 500,000. Wow.
That's a lot of people in one...
3 days.
Yeah.
A lot of food, a lot of toilets, a lot of tents, a lot of love.
What were they expecting?
I think they were expecting 50,000, something like that at the most that they were looking at, because the tickets were high. I think maybe that's how many tickets they sold, too. It's just, you know, because, you know, after a while, people didn't buy tickets. They just were going there, right? And went right up through the line. There's some great, you know, documentaries. We saw the Woodstock movie at the Johnson Theater way back. You know, it's, you know, it wasn't, you know, the same day, of course. The movie came out quite a bit later, so it was very entertaining and watching these musicians and everybody getting together. The logistics of putting something like that together was an immense operation. But this is where, in the ascension, the baby was conceived. These 3 days of this love, this peace, acceptance, surrendering, what went on within, you know, the people who lived there in Woodstock, they were so amazed of how well respectful the youth and the kids were who were going to this thing. They were very, you know, happy to share their water, to share the things with these fine folks, because they saw this respect coming from these young folks. Very, very powerful. And of course, the story is, of course, Joni Mitchell was supposed to play there. And she said, and her agent said, no, she couldn't, because she was going to be on a talk show that weekend.
Yeah.
And a Dave Cavett show. And so what happened was she didn't go. So she wrote a song. And the song is the Woodstock song,
mm-hmm.
but not attending. And then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Cavett? What, I don't know his first name, Nick Cavett, his show. And they, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, showed up at his show too, the same time Joni Mitchell. So they got out in time. Mm. So all of them were in the Dick Cavett show. Yeah, Dick nice. Cavett show. And this is the song, the Woodstock song. Let's enjoy, folks. Let's all go to Woodstock. What the heck? What else are we gonna do? So there you go, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Now, interestingly enough, that was the first time I think they played together as a group, and that'd be quite the experience. And then, of course, Neil Young was pretty adamant about not getting photographed while he was doing it, or not having a camera on him, because it kind of, broke his concentration. But there you are, you know, playing in front of 500,000 people. Later, this is, of course, they didn't play this that evening. Because, of course, Joni Mitchell's the one that wrote it. And then later on is when they recorded this, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And, of course, Joni Mitchell has her Woodstock. But what in this age, in this time, you know, everybody's thinking, well, the Beatles going to be here. But no, we're going to bring the Beatles here, though. Love Is All You Need is something that we're calling out for. Remember Woodstock? This is when the Ascension Baby was conceived. Love Is All You Need. Sounds like Eddie Heaven, right? That's a good bumper song for sure. You know, the love, 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 the guides, the guides, the guides. All you need is love. All you need is love. This is the message. Woodstock, 1969, August, on my birthday, August 17th. Who would guess? And all you need is love. Now, love is all you need, of course. So let's look at this again. This Woodstock, and we're talking about the Ascension now, getting into this state of bliss. This is the building of this child of the Ascension becoming conceived at Woodstock in 1969. Now to end this, you know, there's a lot of energy. You know, this was on my birthday. Jimi Hendrix played the Star Spangled Banner. We'll play a little bit of it. We won't play, you know, how much of it. You know, it's very powerful. Let's listen to his riffs. Unbelievable. Thank you. So Jimi Hendrix ended it with this unbelievable Star Spangled Banner and his guitar ripping through the remains. There was the full crowd. This was on, I think, a Monday, and the crowd had been thinning out a little bit as he played his early morning music. Now, so at Summer of Love, 1967, the baby, the Ascension, the first kiss. Then 2 years later, Woodstock, conception. Now, the harmonic convergence. Now, this is interesting. Harmonic convergence is the name given really to the world's first synchronized global peace meditation, which occurred on August 16th and 17th, again on my birthday, 1987. So this event was closely coincided with an exceptional alignment of planets in the solar system. So that was a harmonic convergence. Mm-hmm. And this is in this part, when you see the pictures of what they show in this, it's like the baby is being formed in the womb. Mm-hmm. You know, this is this beginning. All these people are all together and having this first synchronized global peace meditation. So very powerful group of people all putting out all this real positive energy, this harmonic convergence with this line of planets. And then, of course, the big one, December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. Everybody anticipating, what might be, or you know, with all this time calendar that the Mayans, the time calendar that the Mayans had put together and be able to present it to the world, you know, and this was the end of it, December 21st, 2012. Well, folks, that's when the Ascension baby was born. All right, and hallelujah for that, you know. And the big one right off the bat, as you just could imagine, My Sweet Lord is something that we can enjoy celebrating the end of the Mayan calendar, and of course this Ascension baby is born. So the baby's born, and what is the ascension? It's truth. Truth is the big one. This is when it all started. This is when we started seeing, as the baby was born, this last, really 8 years, this last December, you're looking at truth and what occurred throughout the world with all of these different people coming up to the plate and saying, hey, this guy just sexually abused me, or this guy just, you know, has been doing all this crime, and it all came, perpetrators couldn't hide anymore behind a veil as this truth came out, you know, with this ascension that's going on. And one of the psychedelic things, probably one of the most psychedelic songs ever in this consciousness that people were relating to, of course, was the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And that's something that we can jump into here. And I think you'll try to reminisce here. Okay, folks, listen closely.
Yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Of course, the Beatles, who they are and what they did was quite the phenomenon. I highly recommend the movie Yesterday. Mm. You want to see something that's very meaningful in the Beatles realm, a very, very powerful rendition of all the beautiful songs along across the universe, same kind of thing. It's unbelievable respect for that time of age and this coming of age, coming of this ascension, how truth emerged, how these songs and this music and how people were rising into these higher consciousnesses. And then the big one, and this is what you can do. You can watch this. I highly recommend it. If you Google or YouTube, the Kennedy Center tribute to Led Zeppelin, the Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Nancy, the Wilson sisters. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable when you watch it. You got to watch the whole thing. It's just nuts. But what we're talking about is Stairway to Heaven here. And this is the big one. Everybody likes to learn this first part on the guitar. And once you have, guaranteed you're a master.
And it makes me wonder. you don't know. The piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering
Here we are, you know, the places this music can take you, the places you were when you first heard these songs, the places all within this truth, all this within this ascension of this music just coming out at us. Now, a little romantic side, do you have by your side, is that you're for that? This is, we're getting to the romance, folks, you know, we're where we are. Baby's 8 years old, not a baby anymore, of course, December 2020. And this is something that we want to think about, where we want to be, who is it we want to share our wonderful Valentine's with and how we want to do it. This is very meaningful. By your side. I love you, Jenny.
I wouldn't do that.
Joy, Sade, you know, Izzy, this is the right time. Can we jump to that one? I think it's one past the next one. It's called This Is the Right Time. It might be even on the screen just in itself because we play it every now and then. It's a Lisa Stanfield song, and it's a. The thing about this is, now remember, what we're looking for is the fifth dimension. We're in this ascension. That's where it's taking us. It's taking in the fifth dimension where you're in a state of bliss and you see everything that is within the third dimension. And within that, that's what gives you this peace. That's what gives you. Now, when you go through this, you go through as to what it is that you can give in your Valentine. What is the most powerful thing that you can give to your Valentine? And that's what Izzy's looking for right now. He's gonna see if we can get this. Here we go. You can dance to this, folks.
Understand the light.
This is the right time. Time is the ball game. Giving time to your significant other, the family, the Valentine, that's the big one, is giving the time, the greatest gift of all, of course. Interestingly enough, when you see this aspect of this ascension, something just happened too at our inauguration and the Super Bowl. If you could imagine, there was a lotus flower that opened up, and it's Amanda Gorman. This black poet, as never a poet or a poem was read at a Super Bowl, right? So this is all part of the ascension, folks. You know, you see this, you see the truth, you see even, you know, the virus, everything that's happening to us on this planet from 1967 on. Of course, the birth is the big one in 2012. Baby's 8 years old. So just enjoy what, you know, this embodiment of being in higher consciousness. Fifth dimension, fourth dimension is time. You know, we'll go through the time easy enough. And then, of course, we're in a place now where probably the most powerful thing, the starting of life, really is what it is. It starts all of life within our realm here. And, of course, it's the kiss of life. Kiss of Life. Of course, right off the bat, we'd like to thank Sorensen to be able to do this Valentine show. Our wonderful Island Strong, you know, our good friends down at Jeff's Pirates Cove, and of course, our Smoojow Community School. I'd like to thank Jenny's birthday, and I love you, Jenny. This is so exciting. The weekend is here. We're going to party down. Hey, see all you guys at the clubs. Remember, the strongest force in the universe. Love, 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 love. Guides, 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 guides.
AM KGUM Hagatya Guam is News Talk K57.